currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hello, my name is Erica Sanford, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. The new Kirkland Transit Center broke ground last month. The project is part of a series of changes to downtown Kirkland.
The library, the park, you've got people living and working close to this transit center, so really will help cement together the whole community.
Sound Transit and local officials gathered at 3rd Street between Central Way and Kirkland Avenue to celebrate.
First of all, it's a wonderful partnership, and as a King County Council member, I'm so happy that we're able to provide the sewer infrastructure at the same time we're building the transit center, so we're getting above and below ground improvements.
During construction, routes have been redirected to Central Way and 6th Street. The new transit center is expected to open by the end of 2010. To see what exciting changes are in store for the transit center, go to the city's website and search for Transit Center. Kirkland City Council has changed the way they run meetings. Communications, such as items from the audience, will be moved immediately after roll call.
The message that we're a council that wants to make it easy to listen to the citizens when they have an issue.
No, we're not there.
And reports, including council reports and the city manager reports, will be moved to the end of the order of business. The changes will give audience members a chance to speak without requiring them to sit through the entire council meeting. Items from the audience will remain under 3 minutes. Trees are losing their leaves as the winter storms move in. Rainwater will drain through roadway storm drains, but when these drains get clogged with leaves and debris, the drains could overflow and flood property or cause accidents. City crews work hard to keep them clear, but with 9,500 drains in Kirkland, they could use your help. To keep everyone safe, you can use a rake or pitchfork to clear storm drains in front of your property. Do not put your feet or hands into a storm drain. Help keep Kirkland streets clear of leaves and protect yourself from flooding. For some tips, go to the City of Kirkland webpage and search storm drains. The Kirkland Fire Department won a grant from the Energizer Company to supply batteries for smoke detectors in 120 homes. The batteries, as well as a sheet of fire safety tips, will be given out at HopeLink. Bunny is not included. Batteries and smoke detectors only last for 6 months, so you'll want to check them often. The Kirkland Chamber of Commerce also donated money to the fire department to give out emergency kits to low-income residents. About 64 families received kits that can keep a person alive for 3 days. Here's your chance to help HopeLink.
Give to your local food bank!
Woo!
Strap on your walking shoes. HopeLink's Turkey Trot is on Sunday, November 15th. Over the past 18 months, HopeLink has seen an increase of nearly 50% in the number of families visiting its food banks agency-wide. The recession may be over, but it will take some time for people to financially rebound. The festivities in the 5K between Marina Park and Carillon Point begins at noon. For more information or to register online, go to hope-link.org.
Come out to the Turkey Trot!
Do you love art? Here's a chance to get more involved with the city's art heritage. Kirkland's Cultural Council is now recruiting new members. The Cultural Council supports events such as the Kirkland Artist Studio Tour and Kirkland Uncorked. They also manage the city's art collection and advise the city council regarding artistic direction. There are 3 positions open, 1 youth position and 2 adult positions. Applications must be submitted by Friday, November 13th. For more information, you can go to the city's website or by calling the number below. If you get the flu, King County Public Health says that it is most likely the H1N1 flu. Most people do not need a lab test or the drug Tamiflu. The health department advises people to stay home for at least 24 hours after their fever is gone. And if your illness is severe, please call your doctor. The flu vaccine is currently made available to people in priority groups, but those who want the vaccine will eventually be able to get it. You can check with your local health care provider for vaccine information or call the flu hotline at 877-903-5464 for updates on clinic locations and times. You can also go to the website at the bottom of your screen. Kirkland's Woodmark Hotel, Yacht Club and Spa is recognized by Condé Nast Traveler magazine readers as a top resort in the nation. It was ranked number 62 in their top 75 mainland U.S. resort category. To read more about it, it's in the magazine's Best of the World edition for the month of November. More than 25,000 readers voted on 10,000 properties in the criteria of rooms, service, food, location, and design. The Washington State Department of Transportation released a video simulation for several options currently under environmental review for the SR 520 bridge replacement and HOV project. This is one of three West Side preliminary design options. To learn more about the 520 bridge project, go to the website below. The mayor of Kirkland has proclaimed Saturday, November 14th, Kirkland Arbor Day.
I urge all citizens to celebrate Arbor Day by planting a tree today so others may live tomorrow. Thank you.
Kirkland received its seventh Tree City USA Award from the National Arbor Day Foundation this past summer. There will be a celebration with the Green Kirkland Partnership to plant trees and clean up Cotton Hill Park on Saturday, November 14th, at 9 a.m. All residents, that means you, are invited to join in and help plant trees. For more information, go to the City of Kirkland homepage. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch on Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or a comment, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. Join us again next week as we look into election results, the dangers of texting while driving, and how you can get involved with your neighborhood planning commission. We'll see you next week.